Shalom and welcome to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. This is Meditation and Mindfulness with Rabbi Adam Klickfeld.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to those who are here in my office in Los Angeles, Temple Beth Am, having been moved from Pilch Hall so we could have a more quiet space. Hello to those who are joining on Zoom. And hello to anyone who's listening to this on Facebook Live. And hello to anyone who's listening to this asynchronously on the Temple Beth Am podcast. It's Erev Shabbat. I've missed a few weeks of this because I've been away on Fridays. And this is our opportunity for 15 minutes of time inside the contours of our own mind, guided by something from our tradition to stimulate our minds and somehow soothe our soul at the same time. The Parsha is Vayakel, but I want to say something about the second Torah reading that we do this week, because it's also Shabbat Shkalim. It's a very interesting situation where we read a maftir from the Parsha we just read 2 weeks ago, right? 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago. Last week. Wasn't last week about Kitisa? I think it was last week. So, right, Parshat Kitisa was last week, and when Shabbat Shkalim falls on Parshat Vayakel, you basically just go back one parsha for the maftir. And Shabbat Shkalim is the Shabbat that was scheduled to let the Jews know that the annual tax time, both in modern life and in ancient life, is around this time of year, and you owed your machatzit ha-shekel, your half shekel, which was the the minimum and maximum amount that the Jew owed the temple, basically as a census. And it's interesting that it was a minimum and maximum. It was a minimum in the sense that it was such a small amount that everyone was expected to do it. It was a maximum because this was not the entire philanthropy that the ancient Jewish community was involved in, but just a way of indicating your basic presence and membership. And the idea is that you're not supposed to give more, because this is not your showing your largesse. This is saying, I'm just like every other member of the Jewish community, and I give him a chassid shekel. And the verse says, V'natnu ish kofer nafsho. V'natnu, they shall give, ish, each person, kofer nafsho. Kofer is often understood in that term to mean like a ransom, but a ransom not in the sense of being ransomed from capture, but your basic obligations. Right, to you earn your right to live amongst the Jewish community for this year by paying this ransom, this kofar, to the temple. But that's not the only thing the word means. There's a wonderful commentary by the Al-Sheikh, Rabbi Moshe Al-Sheikh, who lived in the 16th century in Sfat, who notices that kofar also is the same root from which we get Yom Kippur, right? And that root there means to cleanse, to wipe away. By the way, kofar can also mean to deny. Like if you're a kofar bi'ikar, it's actually a terrible insult. It says you deny the base. There's nothing to do about the synagogue down the block, right? You're denying the ikar, that the essence of the Jewish people, right? There are plenty of people who are kofar ikar, but we're talking about if you're kofar ikar, it means that you're accusing someone of throwing the entire tradition away. So what does Al-Sheikh say? The Al-Sheikh says, Ki tisa et rosh b'nei Yisrael, which in the context of the verse means when you're counting the heads of the people for the census, he says, ah, ki tisa, when you raise up rosh b'nei Yisrael, a leader in the Jewish people. So he totally changes what the words mean. V'natnu ish kofer, what type of person should the community give? The person the community should give, an ish kofer nafsho, a person who is willing to deny his own soul, or who's willing to cleanse his or her own soul, meaning someone who is giving and generous and self-sacrificing on some level and willing to live with a little bit less so other people have more. Right? So he switches it from the basic obligations that every Jew owes ancient society to the type of personality that you want to be leading a community of meaning and of merit. And then I would take it one step further. What he says about the type of Rosh B'nai Israel, the leaders and the Jewish people that we want to be seeing, I think that can also be thrust back into the midot, the character traits of everyone amongst us, right? In what way is each of us being asked to be an ish kofer nafsho? We're not an ascetic tradition. We're not supposed to live with nothing. We're not a self-flagellating tradition. But is there a quality of kofer nafsho, denying a little bit of what you want, or cleansing your nefesh so that you can contribute to something greater beyond you? Longer introduction than I normally do, but with that in mind, I invite you to close your eyes. If you haven't already, place your feet flat on the ground in front of you. Place your hands on your legs, either palm down so that you're engaged in a gentle embrace of self, or palms up, just in a simple stance of openness. And allow yourself to do these two things simultaneously. Sink in and sink low into your position. Allow the cushion or the base of the chair on which you're sitting to be your full support, so that you are sitting as effortlessly as possible. If you notice muscles that are taut in your legs, your abdomen, your shoulders, even in your fingers, release them. Let them be slack. Let the earth underneath your feet, that which is underneath where you're sitting, do most of the work of holding your position. And at the same time, using your spine and using your mind, imagine that you are sitting erect and poised and dignified and noble, as if on a throne. You can be both at the same time, reliant on everything around you, and also very self-reliant and focused and alert. If you haven't yet, you can bring your attention to your breathing, trying to turn an automatic reflex into a moment of kavana. Each in-breath revivifying you, each out-breath expelling everything you don't need, so that each breath is a transfer of energy. It's a delightful ingesting that which your lungs need, and extruding of both carbon dioxide and just the stuff you want out. Try to swim in this ether towards a sense of poised rest. You experience a calm and a softness and a wellness that is palpable. But this is not fatigue. This is not sloth. very focused, as if the power of your mind could concentrate on as a laser on any idea, any notion, and penetrate it. Poised rest. Ish kofer nafsho. Pshat. Each person a minimal financial obligation for his soul. Drash. The type of person who's willing to deny himself, who's willing to hold back from herself for the sake of a greater good. Ish kofer nafsho. A person who is constantly kofer, wiping clean, seeking atonement, never self-satisfied on a process of embetterment. Ish kofer nafsho. Does it describe you? Does it describe someone you admire? What would you need to do for it to describe you a little more? What is one notch up on the mountain range of Ish Kofer Nafsho, where you do with a little bit less, so someone else has more, where the wiping clean and refining of your character is a little more intentional, a little more apparent, contributing to a greater beauty. Ish kofer nafsho. How can you aim to be ish kofer nafsho?
like you could rise to the surface. Open your eyes. Say the closing meditation and blessing together 3 times. We're about to pull it up on the screen, so let me do that, and then I'll share it on the screen. Go from there. Okay. May we and all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May we all be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May we all experience true happiness that has no taint of suffering. May we live in great equanimity, free from burdening attachment to loved ones and contempt for others, but rather with compassion for all. May we and all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May we all be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May we all experience true happiness that has no taint of suffering. May we live in great equanimity, free from burdening attachment to loved ones and contempt for others, but rather with compassion for all. May we and all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May we all be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May we all experience true happiness that has no taint of suffering. May we live in great equanimity, free from burdening attachment to loved ones and contempt for others, but rather with compassion for all. And I say to you all, Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Namaste, and see you soon.
You have been listening to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. If you enjoy these podcasts, we invite you to write a review on the Apple Podcast site or wherever you get your podcasts. For more information about Temple Beth Am, Los Angeles, go to tba.la.org.